It's CropWatch, brought to you by Ag Country Farm Credit Services and Crary Industries. And our first stop on CropWatch in the Thompson, North Dakota area, visiting with Justin Askham. And Justin is here at Thompson Elevator Company. And Justin, looks like quite a bit of fertilizer going out.
Yeah, we've been pretty busy here for the last 2-3 weeks. Kind of started over on the Minnesota side, and it gradually works over to the west. So kind of spread out now from east and west. And it hasn't been a lot earlier this year than it has been in the past few years. So.
Guys putting spring wheat in or corn in? What are they putting in?
Yeah, most guys have been just focusing on their beets and their spring wheat. Corn should hopefully start here this week. We've been spreading some for corn, but haven't heard of much really planted yet. Hopefully the soil temperatures warm up here this week, like the weatherman says. So.
Sure. Quite a bit of beets in?
Yeah, I wouldn't say quite a bit. They just kind of got started here probably the end of last week. So I think, this week will be a big push for guys to get the beets in with those soil temps.
Yeah, soil temps slowly approaching 50, I think.
Yeah, slowly. The last thing I heard, I think it was upper 30s, but it's kind of hard to get a high temp of the day when it's 18 degrees at night. So it's kind of working backwards right away in the day. But when it stop freezing at night, it should make it a little better for us. So.
Sure. Are guys switching up their acreage plans at all or not?
There hasn't been too much switches as there has in the past. You know, with the markets the way it is, past years when wheat was low, a lot more soys and corn versus the wheat, but guys just typically have to have wheat for rotation for their beets, so it's been pretty much the same.
Our next stop on CropWatch in the Hillsboro, North Dakota area, visiting with Sarah Lovis at Lovis Farm. Sarah, also a crop consultant. And Sarah, you've got some crop in the ground, a lot of it to go in yet.
Yeah, that's right. We got our small grains in right around Easter time, so early April, late March, we were putting in our wheat and our barley. So I haven't seen anything emerged yet. I did check it last week. There were some sprouts on it, and it looked okay then. I actually have it as my mission in life for the day to go out and check and just kind of see where we're at with that. So, yeah.
Yeah, after having some lows in the teens and the overnight temperatures, kind of you got to almost look.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it should be fine. I think it'll be okay. But it's kind of one of those scenarios where we've had some pretty cool nighttime temperatures, and it'll be good to just kind of go and verify and see what it looks like. You know, trust but verify, right?
Yeah, exactly. Corn, sugar beets going in?
Yeah, there's actually been quite a few sugar beets going on in the ground in the last while guys kind of picked up with that last week. So the guys that I've been talking to, there's definitely sugar beets going in, and that's been going pretty well. Corn, you know, the soil temps have been kind of a little bit cool for corn, and so there's been a little bit of hesitancy around that. But I think we're going to start to see those planters roll in here pretty quick. I know we're going to try to send ours out here today and see if we can get things set up and get rolling. I looked at the forecast this morning. Saturday looks like high of 75. And if that's the case, you know, it'll be good to just get it in the ground and I think and get going. And I would assume that the soil temperatures will hopefully increase and it'll go well.
Well, that's the thing. You get this time of year, it's time to get it put in.
Absolutely. We're kind of getting to that point. You know, I think there was a lot of guys around that wanted to maybe think about throwing the corn in around April 15th. That was kind of the earliest date for insurance in Trail County. But we kind of ended up not really having good weather at that time. And so guys will hold off a little bit. But, you know, we're at that point where the calendar is telling us let's get it done. So.
And our next stop on CropWatch, we are in the Northwood area, visiting with Nick Burry with Integrated Ag Service. He's sales agronomist here. And Nick, guys in the field?
Yeah, slowly getting started finally. Soil temps warming a little bit, so more guys getting wheat in the ground and corn to come. And I don't know, hopefully the next few days some guys start putting corn in the ground on the drier and warmer soil.
So. Been a little wetter over here?
Yeah, you know, it seemed dry a couple weeks ago, and then we got the rain showers, and then it seemed like the frost came out and kind of slowed everyone down for a little bit. But now it seems the frost mostly out of the ground, and you know, we're starting to get going pretty good now.
And our last stop on CropWatch in the Larimore, Kempton, North Dakota area, visiting with Sean McCoy. And Sean, got some crop in?
Yes, yep, almost all of our wheat's in. So it's went in nice. It wasn't full of moisture and muddy and crap like the last 3 years, so it's been awesome.
Speaking of moisture, how are you sitting?
Our area is fairly dry, I'd say. I think that's a good summary for a lot of people, but east of us, closer in the valley, I think they have a little better moisture to work with, so that's good.
Yep. Moving any corn?
Start here in a couple days, I think, is the goal. We just want to get that soil temp up a little bit. We're finally getting into 50s during the day and sunny, so hopefully that'll help. Those nighttime lows are the big concern, so 30s, we don't want that.
You mentioned had the wheat in. Check it. Are we sprouting yet or not?
Nope, not yet. I know some of it was in moisture, so that's good, but it's, it'd be pretty variable. But now that it's warmer and stuff, I would expect whatever was in moisture to probably start showing up here late next week or something. So that's good.
Yep. Do we have to be concerned about seed availability?
Sunflowers, we're pretty much sold out of flowers, but there's, you can get some hybrids in different varieties. You just got to give your rep a call. I think that's the most important, because usually they can find something even if they're sold out. So, I think that's the most important thing. If you need something, don't be scared to call and give us a ring.
Sure. Anything else we need to be aware of here out in the field?
I think just planting depth, maybe for corn or just any crop, either you're going to lay it in complete dry soil and then hope for a rain, or with something like corn, you really want it in moisture right away. You can't have it uneven by plant basis. So if you're pushing 2.5 inches, I wouldn't go any deeper than that, but there's some moisture down there to at least get it started. So I think that's really important. Don't send it to 3 inches and don't do it at 1.5 inches. Wait for rain. Corn needs the moisture right away.
And that's Crop Watch, brought to you by Crary Industries and Ag Country Farm Credit Services.